Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good morning, and we're live again from the showroom floor in Moscone West in beautiful San Francisco, California, at Oracle Open World 2014. We're having a great time here. This is day three of the event, day two for us in the booth, and we've got a great guest here from Oracle. You may have heard of the company. I don't know. Miss Jeannie Lowell, the Vice President of Product Strategy of App Development. How are you doing, Jeannie?
I'm doing great, thanks.
It's great to have you here.
Happy to be here.
I know you're pretty busy, so carving out some time for us is just great. We appreciate it. Give us a little overview here. I know Cliff kind of talked about it yesterday, and he came on the air and talked about it too, but there are some new apps out for the eBusiness Suite.
Great. Let me talk about kind of our mobile strategy and our smartphone apps. We're very excited to be able to share them new this week.
Brand new, exactly.
Broadly from a mobile strategy, key thing is how do we get eBusiness Suite on mobile devices? And our first strategy starts with, for smartphone apps, how do we deliver out-of-the-box smartphone apps? And so this week, we have announced 10 new smartphone apps for eBusiness Suite. Just went on the wire, now available, totally now 14 smartphone apps, and with this, we've just begun.
It's to the point now, especially with the way business is going, if you don't have that, you're behind, right?
How do you get work done when you're on the go?
You can't.
Exactly.
And it's not even that the people have one device. I mean, they have multiple devices per user, right?
Right.
So how do you balance that and decide, you know, because there's a bunch of different ways to do it, right? And there's a bunch of different rabbit holes you can kind of jump down. How do you prioritize and decide which way you're going to go?
Okay. So like so that broadens back beyond just smartphone apps is what's our broader eBusiness Suite mobile strategy.
Okay.
And this follows up with the session I did yesterday on our eBusiness Suite mobile strategy, which with those devices, one user using many devices throughout the day, phone to tablet to laptop to desktop and back and forth. And so from a mobility perspective, we've really, from a development strategy, bucketed it in two ways. One is our smartphone apps, delivering out-of-the-box smartphone apps built with Mobile Application Framework, Oracle Mobile Application Framework, MAF, which allows us to build once and then deploy on many of the different smartphone devices. iOS or Android is really our target. And then when we think about tablet, the other part of mobile that people think about, we're really bucketing in that as grouping all of our product functions of tablet, laptop, desktop, built as web-based applications using our OA framework, Oracle Application Framework. And we're investing in Oracle Application Framework to bring in tablet optimization so that we can make it much more of a tablet-friendly device, including gesture support, I swipe, the next page comes, I get into appropriate sizing so that when I touch with my finger versus my mouse, I have enough space to touch the right row or the button, et cetera. So those tablet optimizations coming in 12.2 are already available with 12.2.4, 12.2.3, excited
right.
for that. And then smartphone apps now available, built with MAF. So very key development strategies so we can deliver mobility to our eBusiness Suite users.
Now, are the smartphone apps only compatible with 12.2.4 or 12.2.3, or is it kind of just all the way?
Great question. This whole thing is, if you don't have it, you need it now.
Right.
And so with that, our smartphone strategy is it is available with 12.1.3 and 12.2, such that 12.1.3 customers, where a majority of our install base is, can deploy them very easily now on that instance. They do not have to upgrade. So a very key strategy for
That's
us.
It's a big deal.
Very big. And we've delivered to that. So now these smartphone apps, people can very easily deploy on 12.1.3 or 12.2.
Okay, so real quick here, what were the four that were previous, and then what are the 10 new ones out that people can kind of just download as they're listening to this?
Great. So with the four we had, as Expenses was released a year ago, Mobile Field Service we've had for many years, that's two. Time Cards and Approvals were released in June of this past year. And then the 10 new ones, really I'll bucket it into following up with the horizontal apps appropriate for all employees, building upon approvals, time cards, and expenses. We also have iProcurement, so people can see the status of the requisitions. Then we've expanded into more line of business or role-based applications, starting with sales orders, letting sales staff see the status of a sales order so they can tell a customer where that's at. Inventory, to be able to look at on-hand inventory on the go. Product information, to see all attribution about items and product information. Project manager, so you can quickly see the status of the project, contact the team member, drill down into information. Discrete manufacturing for discrete production supervisor, process production supervisor, project manager, so really focused on the manufacturing, shop floor supervisors to manage and monitor work orders. Maintenance, so now we're getting maintenance technicians to be able to do and execute on maintenance work. I think I might have missed one, but I think, you know.
I lost count.
Yeah, exactly. I think we got through it all, right? Sales, yeah, I think we got it, right?
So
and procurement. I guess the other one is procurement from the buyer perspective. So, and we're excited that there's a, you know, press release out. We have information where people can actually easily find these 14 and more.
And it's easily,
to come.
You know, you can just kind of search Oracle on the App Store and that'll pop up too, right?
Exactly. And the secret term, now it's no secret anymore now that we actually describe it here, is Oracle EBS America. You go on the App Store, you search for that, you'll see all of the applications built by Oracle. And we have the America because the developer name on the App Store is Oracle America Inc. So by Oracle EBS America, you will then see the applications built by Oracle.
Those are the magic words.
Exactly. And that's the best way to see the apps, right? You get screenshots, you get descriptions of it. Very easy to find information there.
So, and right now it's iOS, but it will be Android in the near future,
exactly.
Right?
A broad strategy is iOS now, English now, Android coming, and translations coming also.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure. So, is the biggest thing that people will notice and look forward to with these apps is just the usability and the user interface on these? Is that
very much so.
The
we were very, very focused on usability because all of our expectations of smartphone apps is pretty high based on all the other apps that we use. So we took a very disciplined process working with our user experience team and all that Oracle offers from our design patterns, applied that, and very much took an approach of kind of four key principles. Keep them simple. Don't bring all of EBS over to the smartphone. Be clear what your purpose built for the task that you're doing, what information do they need, and how do you lay it out simply? Two is make it actionable, right? So very easy, so when you're looking at the app, you know what you need to focus on, right? With icons, with messages, etc. Number three is consistency, so whatever app you're using, there's a consistent way you're looking at it. And fourth is then really leverage the device, whether it be integrating from a map, barcode, contacts, phone, email, text, etc. So pretty excited about what's there. Looking on the App Store, you see these principles.
Well, usability, user interface is probably the most important thing you can plan around, because especially if you have a small business, and I've got Aunt Mabel doing my payroll, right? I finally just got her to figure out how to use an iPad. Now I got to teach her this Oracle software too. It takes the adoption rate, it brings it really far down. And Aunt Mabel's not the only one, right?
Right. So all of us, right?
Exactly. We all know how we're using things. So I think it's great that you guys are doing that. Is this something that you picked up from users and they kind of say, hey, you know, this is what we want? I mean, I know you guys are always listening.
Right. I'd say users we're definitely hearing from. And they always say, how can we make this easier, right? We're all asked to do more with less and faster. But I'd say it's one, it's from users. Two, it's by leveraging the rest of what's going on with Oracle. So great user design patterns we now are applying that might have started with our cloud apps, now applying to all of our product lines. So we get the benefit of what the user experience team in Oracle now is applying product lines, having people working with us, the eBusiness Suite development team, to be able to apply that. And so the great thing is now all of our Oracle customers get to take advantage of this kind of, or get to benefit from this great user experience. And a strong priority. I mean, I'm very excited. Right. Very excited about
Everyone's really excited
right?
about it. So I want to kind of peek behind the curtain here and kind of give us a background on how intensive it is to get these apps deployed, right? I mean, some people kind of take for granted, why don't we have this, right? What's the process here?
Right, so for customers to deploy these, we've made it simple. I mean, one, we've talked about deployed on the release here on 12.1.3, 12.2, iOS or Android. And it's also, you don't have to buy additional licenses. So a key part is it's part of existing licenses that people have, right?
Huge,
so there's
right.
no additional cost from a license perspective,
that's
both
awesome.
From a product or an application and technology, no additional technology. Once you have that kind of prereq, then it's simply an administrator applies a server-side patch to get the appropriate REST services. They do some configuration of the app, assign the mobile app access to the existing user responsibilities, and they send out an email to their user saying, mobile apps are available, here's the URL to use. Users then download the app from the App Store, search based on what we've described, download it, and then actually start using their EBS username login to be able to access what they typically do on the web, now on a phone.
It sounds like this fits great in with the whole cloud theme you guys have going on. Did you guys plan that?
It's all very synergistic.
Right? I'm sure. So here at Open World, you know, everyone's excited. Everyone's really happy to be here. What are some things that get you the most fired up about it that you really like about being here at Open World?
I'd say is one, be able to see the impact of what we're doing and what customers need to run. Things are moving so fast, right? And mobility, I mean, even keeping to the topic, mobility is like, I need it now. And now we're delivering
it
to it. Exactly.
Yeah,
and we're delivering to it. And then now customers ready to engage with us on new ideas. Right? So this whole idea to share what we've been doing face-to-face or over the radio, and to be able to then even start the dialogue of what else should we do, right? Oh, this will impact my business, and what else can we do? And so we're very keen to get more feedback, and we welcome feedback. We'll be leveraging our support communities and the enhancement process there, which is a much more modern social way. And we'll be look for shortly mobile categories so we can get your ideas.
Do they train you guys to respond that way? Because it feels like every Oracle employee that I've spoken with in the past couple of days, I've asked them what their favorite thing is. It's interacting with the customers. It's figuring out what they like. And that's really cool to hear how involved you guys are with your customers. It's great.
Well, I'd say that's the way we can build the best applications, yeah. Right? Is we're not going to be an ivory tower. And this is the best forum to be able to interact with so many different customers in so many different ways. A great event, and glad we can share it here and keep getting the message out.
Well, Jeannie, I won't keep you from any longer. I'm sure you want to go and see everybody, and there's lots to do here. So I appreciate you coming on, and it's been great talking to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer. We'll be back in a few from Oracle Open World 2014.